24 minutes to 8 on Tuesday night's Arena. Irish contemporary dance stalwart John Scott is about to debut new work responding to the pandemic. Dancing Inside and Outside is a new suite of dances which will be performed alongside elements of his critically acclaimed 2013 work Hyperactive, which is now renamed Hyperactive in a Pandemic. And due to current restrictions, the show will be live streamed rather than having an audience present. I'm delighted to say that John Scott is joining me now to tell me more about it. So what have you done? Maybe remind us, first of all, John, about Hyperactive, a Galway International Arts Festival work that you did back in 2013.
Well, Sean, Hyperactive was a work that was a landmark for me. It was originally made with five male dancers, and Paul Fahey from Galway International Arts Festival commissioned it for this vast space that the festival were using. It was like a warehouse. It was 10 metres by 10 metres, and the size and the height just made us really fly. It gave an urgency and a necessity to the movements. It was tremendously exciting. It was a piece that was related thematically to my famous duet Actions, but it kind of went beyond that, and it always left a trace. And we performed a shortened version of Hyperactive in Dublin Dance Festival in 2014, but Hyperactive has never been seen properly in Dublin. And it's something that we've always yearned to do. We've done it in New York. We've toured it around Ireland a bit, but we've always wanted to do it in Dublin. And it's been on our plans.
And then, I guess, John, yeah, as you describe it, though, there were five male dancers originally. Now, I know that has changed in terms of the mix, which you might tell me about in a couple of minutes. But what really strikes me is the size of that space back in 2013 perhaps played into a style of choreography. If you've got five dancers filling a space that big, you're going to have them not clumped up on top of each other. They're going to be spaced out. You're going to have to fill the space with, I suppose, the energy in between the dancers as much as the energy of the dancers themselves.
Well, yes, parts of Hyperactive, they were way apart in this vast space, but then they crashed into each other. They were like this kind of atom that was like smashing and breaking apart and reforming and moving around the space almost sometimes with a full physical force. And so there was a lot of contact, there was a lot of lifting, there was a lot of jumping, rolling, and kind of horseplay. So now, in our current situation, all of those things are gone. And as I started thinking about Hyperactive, I thought, we can't do the Hyperactive that is Hyperactive at this time. We can't responsibly do that unless we lived in a pod and lived in a farm and were tested all the time and worked in that way. Some people are doing that at this time, but our dancers live in different places. And I started working in May on a suite of dances called Dances for Inside and Outside. And they are related to the pandemic. They are dances that can be performed live or can be performed for camera. They're from solos to larger pieces. And it's kind of a cycle of work that I'm going to work on for the next 2 or 3 years, parallel to the other works. And I made two sections for my festival in July, Dancer from the Dance Festival. One was a duet with Conor Thomas Doherty and Sebastião Camalandua, and the other was a solo with Magdalena Hylak. And it's a very, very enriching and very exciting project. And as I was working on Hyperactive, I was also parallel working on Dances for Inside and Outside, which is, it's kind of got everyone and everything in it. And we've expanded the cast. We have 8 dancers now. We have 6 men, 2 women, and they're it's like looking at the whole world. They're people of different diversities, different ages, different physicalities, and we're using this space, the complex. It's the new complex in Smithfield, which is also vast. You would think you were in a performance warehouse in Berlin or in New York. It doesn't feel like a traditional safe Irish theatre.
So and do you have to then, John, do you have to stick to the social distancing rule or that space of 2 metres? You have to stick to that as well in terms of choreography. Has that actually opened up things up perhaps in a way you might have expected, in a positive way?
Well, there are times where you go in and you have the things you do, from even coming into the studio and, you know, the first day of rehearsal, everyone hugs or something. That's all gone. We're all wearing masks all the time. In performance, the dancers are also wearing masks. We have to observe for anything that is in any way vigorous, a minimum of 2 meters distance and sometimes more while wearing the masks. So I love duets. I love making dances where the bodies come together. Mm. And I've had to find other ways of bringing the dancers together. And at times you could just bang the table and bang your head against the wall and say, I can't work. But for some reason, we've found that this is like some sort of a challenge, and we're looking on it. We are looking on it because there is no other way to do it. We are looking on it as an inspiration and as a gift. So we are treating this like the most wonderful bonus that we can't touch and lift at this time. We are finding new, interesting, safe ways. I cannot, in the name of art, whatever risks I take myself as a performer, as a solo performer, and I push myself and I jump around. And I was 60 recently, and it's a shock to suddenly feel you're in this new age bracket when you have to fill out questionnaires. You're suddenly ticking the next box on the page.
The next box up. Yeah.
And I remember when, you know, all kinds of people were really old or dead, were 60, and I'm going, my goodness, this is where I am. And
yeah,
there is a sense of mortality and everything now, but there is also so many beautiful things, and there are potentials for joy, and there is hope, and there is something that we are all sharing the way we're taking care of each other.
I guess, too, the other side of John, as you're mentioning there about the dancers wearing masks. Now, I know they take them off for their solos, so let's put that to the one side for the time being. But for a dancer, obviously an actor with a mask on is a major problem in terms of audibility, potentially. But for a dancer, it's the body that's doing the majority of the expression, or expressing, I guess, is it?
Well, yes. When you think about mask drama, like some of the Chinese opera or the kabuki or the no theater, where they're either in makeup or in masks, the whole body. And the thing about dance is it's about the expression of the body. So you can still see the eyes, you can feel the eyes, and you can feel the back, the neck, the arms, the tension in the arms. And one starts to look at other things. And I don't know, my husband and I were watching something on TV a week or two ago, and there was a film and it showed people in a restaurant, and we turned to each other in horror and said, they're not wearing masks. They're all sitting on top of each other. And there's almost something in the behavior we have adopted now that has spread. I don't want to go and look at a piece of art, if it's a play, if it's a dance, where the dancers are taking risks by not wearing masks and jumping on top of each other. It's not our reality. It's not the reality we're in. There will be a time in the future.
Yeah, and none of us want to see crazy behaviour masked up as anything. No pun intended, but crazy behaviour said, oh, this is for art. No, thank you. Let's have no crazy behaviour in that respect either. Is it possible, John, in the current climate? I mean, it's very difficult when you hear about even the way things have changed in the last few days in terms of performances in the capital and in and around Dublin. Is it possible to make any kind of creative plans in the current context?
We can make plans. There may be obstacles. I mean, if you think even pre-pandemic, you make a piece, and I remember we had one of our most expensive pieces ever a few years ago in Project Art Centre, working with the video artist Charles Atlas, and we'd rented all this expensive equipment, and it was booking really well, and then the snow happened.
Yeah.
And the buses stopped at 7 and nobody came into town. And that was, we had made our plans. We had a wonderful marketing strategy. Everything was going well. Or somebody gets injured or something else happens or a bus strike. So we were meant to perform this piece in the complex, which is this incredible space in Smithfield. But we have got the complex, we are there, we are going to perform it, but we can't have an audience. And ironically, even though it was going to be a limited audience, we were selling really, really well. We were nearly sold out. And we are going to come back to the complex live with an audience very soon.
When that is, Well, when, as you say, John, you're right to say that making plans, isn't it? John Lennon, who said it, life is what happens when we're busy making plans.
So exactly. So we plan, we plan, and we have, I mean, we did our festival online. I've been rehearsing on Zoom. It's a joy to be in the studio. We're working in Dance Ireland's studio and Dance House, which is great. Wearing our masks, sanitizing, mopping the floor, going out, well, opening the windows. This is life.
This is the reality. But John, thanks for your positivity around what could be taken as a load of restrictions, but you've turned it on its head and turned it into something positive for yourself. That's John Scott there speaking to me about Dances for Inside and Outside, featuring Hyperactive in a Pandemic. It will be live streamed from the complex in Smithfield in Dublin on Friday the 2nd of October, and you can find it via the Irish Modern Dance Theatre's Facebook Live and YouTube channels. And for full information, go to irishmoderndancetheatre.com.